Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Agee steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tardabul. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tardabul steals second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tardabul scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lundborg hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lamabe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Jack Lamabe. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Romano and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.